Welcome back to the Power to Love podcast. This is part 5 of my Love Word series. And we're going to go in a different direction today and talk about your negative words, because I'm headed somewhere with this. Your love words can include not so good words, but let's go beneath the negativity of any word that you want to use. And this exercise is to get to your negative thoughts, because your feelings sometimes arise directly from your thoughts. So we want to get underneath that. Where is this negativity in you? What does it mean? Because when you have not so good feelings, did they arise from your thoughts? And do you have all the facts when you have these thoughts that make you feel this way? And okay, let's say that you do. Let's say that something really bad happening, you're having a bad feeling. That means that you may be in a negative state when it comes down to that. But do you have to remain in a negative state for every other area of your life? Remember the mixture of feelings, and what we do is we look for the good feeling, acknowledging that the not so good feelings there. So think about this. You have a negative feeling, and so when you go through your mixture of feelings and you come up with some of your love words, one of your not so good love words is pain. I'm in pain. You heard me use that term in one of the prior parts. Underneath that, what's underneath the pain? What negativity is underneath the pain? And you'll say, okay, I'm going to keep digging and I'm going to keep coming up with worse and worse and worse answers. So let me just give you the answer here. You are hurting. And that hurt is letting you know that you need to change something. You need to address something. And sometimes we just don't feel like doing it. Or sometimes we're frozen in fear to do it. Or sometimes we're overwhelmed. Oh, it'll take too much. It's too many steps. I can't get it done. I understand that. But it begins by acknowledging that whatever pain or hurt your feeling is a notice, a signal to you, a warning sign, a reminder, or a gentle reminder if you want, that something needs to change, that you need to do something, you need to adjust, you must address it. Now, whether or not you want to address it, that's up to you. But when you're putting together your love words, remember we talked about being genuine and getting down to your truth? So let's say that there is something that I must change. I'll tell you, I was notorious for staying in relationships that I shouldn't have been in for way too long. Way, 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 way too long. Okay? Notorious for this. If I were to go beneath the negative feelings and the negative thoughts that I was experiencing, the truth would have been, yo, T, you need to hit the door and exit stage left, out of here, away from this doomsday person, okay? My delaying that or my ignoring it added to the negativity, added to the pain, never addressed the problem, and therefore created a cloud over my feelings and my thoughts, or at least lent itself to a lack of clarity. Okay? That's my personal example. When I finally got the idea that movement was the way to go. I was continuously bouncing. Like, nope, this isn't working. I'm done. Bye-bye. But that, I'll give you the resulting word, and I love the word. It's called freedom. I had emotional freedom. And that led to my being able to get beneath to the painful, you know, when you have a sore or bruise and you touch it and it hurts. But sometimes you've got to touch it to take the Band-Aid off, to put a dressing on it or whatever. That's how I started to treat these negative thoughts and feelings. I had to reach them. I had to touch them. I had to give it air and see what it really was, because it was a signal that something had to change. I had to address it. I had to do something. At the very least, I had to acknowledge it. And that's what I'm asking you to do. Just acknowledge it. Just acknowledge that there is a signal here that you need to address something or you need to change it. You don't have to do it now. Just acknowledge it. So you see this going in a different direction from being genuine, because you're getting to the truth, but this isn't something that you necessarily discuss with him, maybe with a friend, but it's all personal. It's more inner work. So what am I saying to you? I am saying, as you're putting together your love words and you're considering the not so good words, the not so good feelings, get beneath the feeling and see what is the message of that negative thought, of that negative feeling. What's the message to you of what needs to be changed, addressed, or at the very least acknowledged? And from there, that should open it up a little bit, where you can come up with a word to describe it. And so when I use the word pain, it's legitimate. Okay, I've done the work. I can use the word pain, but I have other words. I have other words that I use. It takes time. It's very personal. I don't want to hit you guys with too many of the words on my list, although you can listen to my videos and you'll hear them. But I want you to honestly come up with your own words, and it doesn't have to be a lot. You just have to incorporate them into your daily vocabulary. I'm going to put a link below for a post I have on the negative voice. The negative voice is a coaching tool that we use to address the masculine voice within us. We have both feminine and masculine within us. There's a balance, and understanding and living from that balance in a more feminine way is what I call feminine power. But the negative voice is a masculine component within you that means to help you. It means to protect you. But more than likely, it's been in charge instead of your feminine being in charge and guiding the masculine in you. The negative voice exercise is a means of getting it, addressing it, acknowledging it, and putting your feminine in charge. I use the analogy of putting your feminine behind the wheel and putting your masculine voice in the back seat. Still with you, but it's back there. So I'm going to invite you to check out the negative voice post, and those of you in the academy, you've got a wealth of information on the negative voice. And of course, if you ever need to work through it, we can always do a coaching session, but I believe I've covered it pretty well in the academy. I think I actually take you through the negative voice portion of it. So how are we wrapping this up today? Today, I'm asking you to come up with at least one not so good feeling word for your love words list, but to practice what I just described, getting beneath that negative thought and the negative feeling, and finding out what the pain is signaling to you needs to be changed or to be addressed or at least acknowledged. And email me, let me know what the process is like and the resulting word if you want to share it. All right. This has been the Power to Love podcast. And until next time, ciao.